Good morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Wednesday, April 6, 2016. Members at the table this morning, Senator Dunleavy.
Morning.
Senator Olson.
Morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Hoffman.
Morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Bishop.
Morning, Madam Chair.
And myself, Senator Anna McKinnon, co-chair of Finance. On today's agenda is SB 126, Small Securities Offering, SB 154, Blood Bank of Alaska License Plate, SB 208, Eliminate Alaska Performance Scholarship, SB 210, Community Revenue Sharing Property Tax Exemption, and SB 91, the Omnibus Crime Bill. 91 will not come before the committee. There's an amendment that I'm working on based on the fiscal notes that we received yesterday to present to the committee later. It was not technically accurate when it came back this morning, and so we'll set that aside. I will advance to the committee a new proposed fiscal note along with an Excel spreadsheet after working with all of the departments, first at a meeting that I was there at and then with my staff for through the night. So we should have something that the committee, that should be acceptable to the committee. With that, SB 91 will not be taken up at this morning's meeting. The first item on your agenda, if I could have you pull your file, SB 126. Co-Chairman Kelly and Senator Michicki, Vice Chairman, are on other state business this morning and may join us in a little bit. Senator Costello, would you like to come to the microphone? Senator Costello, we're going to give you the fiscal note, and then it's our hope to move the bill. Is there any comments that you have for our consideration?
No, I just wanted to mention that Kevin Ansom is here in the room in case there are any final questions of committee members.
Thank you. Are there questions from committee members? Let's walk through the fiscal notes. Usually Senator Michicki does that, so I will refer you to fiscal note number one. It's OMB component number 2808. In FY17 through FY2022, there is zero. There is no capital appropriation, but this will require a regulation change. The regulations will be drafted by December 1st, 2016, and they estimate, that's it. Regulations will be by 2016. Welcome, Senator Michicki.
Thank
Senator
you.
Michicki, did you have anything else in the fiscal note that you'd like to cover?
No, Madam Chair, you covered it perfectly.
Thank you. Senator Michicki, can I have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 126, Labor and Commerce 29-LS1284/W from committee with the attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill 126, version W, moves from committee. Thank you, Senator Costello.
Thank you.
Senator Costello, we're trying to get it to the floor. It's why we're taking it up early this morning so it can be read across. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Good morning. We're back on the record. The next bill before the committee is SB 154, Blood Bank of Alaska License Plate. If I could ask Brandon Briskinski to the microphone to identify himself. Brandon is...
For the record, Brandon Briskinski, staff to Senator Bill Stoltz.
Brandon, is there anything that the committee should consider before we move this bill?
No, Madam Chairman.
Senator Machicki, if you could walk through the fiscal note for us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to cover the fiscal note as it exists, and then we can talk about the change. Fiscal note is OMB component number 2348. Department of Administration, the appropriation is motor vehicles, and the allocation is motor vehicles. Madam Chair, this is essentially a zero fiscal note, but this fiscal note that I have reflects the revenue exceeding plate issuance costs that may be appropriated by the legislator, it says, to the Blood Bank of Alaska. And Madam Chair, I know you plan on zeroing that out. So I assume that we are going to replace the 3,000 in services to a zero.
The 3,000 operating expense is going to zero. Brandon, did you have a comment?
Madam Chair, it's actually $250. If you read the analysis, it's written as $300 for the record.
Wrong zero placement, thank you. Mm. Much less impactful than the $1 billion to $1 million. So, in front of the committee, you have fiscal note 2348. With your support, I would suggest that on the total operating budget line that we eliminate the $300 to zero and remove it. We do have Amy Erickson, the director of DMV Online. Ms. Erickson, are you there?
Good morning, Madam Chairman. DMV has no opposition to the zero fiscal note.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question, Ms. Erickson?
Senator Machicki has a question. Senator Machicki.
Can you please, Ms. Erickson, can you explain the note in the box below, why this fiscal note differs from the previous version? I'm not sure I understand that.
Through the chair, Senator Machicki, I'm not sure what you're looking at, or maybe I don't have what you're looking at.
Well, the top of my fiscal note, so I have the one that says number one, and then I have one without a number for OMB component number 2348, and it says fiscal note updated to reflect that revenue exceeding plate issuance cost may be appropriated by the legislator to the Blood Bank of Alaska.
Through the chair, Senator Machicki, I think that must have been because the prior bill did not allow for the legislature to appropriate the funds to the Blood Bank of Alaska. So the new fiscal note makes that comment that of that change.
Okay, so the $300 is for creation of the plate, which is actually $250. We've zeroed that out, so the department is going to absorb that cost. So it's a zero fiscal note all the way across. I'm not sure why the box is there, but I'm okay with that.
Brief at ease. the record, for those that are in the audience, they have heard the discussion, but for those at home or off net, we were having a discussion about the language that was used and the effect of passing this bill on Alaska's finances. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to clarify that this is a zero fiscal note. Some of the proceeds may be appropriated to the blood bank over and above the cost of to the state, of course. But just to make a correction here, the box below why this fiscal note differs from a previous version should state fiscal note updated to reflect that revenue exceeding plate issuance cost may be appropriated by the legislature, URE, and not legislator, to the Blood Bank of Alaska.
Thank you for that clarification. Is there any additional questions on the CS for Senate Bill 154, State Affairs, /H? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 154, State Affairs, 29-LS1127, /Hotel, from committee with the forthcoming fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 154, State Affairs, moves from committee. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. The next bill before us is SB 208, Elimination of Alaska's Performance Scholarship. Senator Machicki, may I have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'd like to move the CS for Senate Bill Number 208, Finance 29-LS1581/E before us as our working document.
Thank you. I'll object and ask Brett Huber from Senator Kelly's office to the microphone. Mr. Huber, welcome to Senate Finance. If you could identify yourself for the record, your affiliation, and then tell us what is happening in the CS for SB 208.
Thank you and good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Brett Huber, staff to Senator Kelly. The Finance CS that you have before you is really technical changes to the original bill. In conversation with the Department of Education and also with the Alaska Committee on Post-Secondary Ed, we learned that the practical application of the program actually didn't work with the deadline dates that we'd selected. So we've moved the deadline dates now to October 31st of this calendar year, and then the academic year end of 2011-2012. It maintains the intent of the original bill in that both the Alaska Performance Scholarships and the Alaska Educational Grant Programs would be open through this graduating seniors class, and then would be repealed following the 2021-2022 academic year. If you'd like me to cite the changes on the bill itself, they are in Section 2, page 3, line 4. In Section 3, page 4, lines 1 through 3. And Section 4, page 4, lines 7 through 8. And there is a fresh analysis, I believe, sectional analysis in members' packets. Madam Chair, be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, I'll withdraw my objection. Is there objection to adopting the CS for Senate Bill 208, Finance, /E? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill Number 208, Finance, /E is before the committee. We'll set that aside so the general public has an opportunity to look at the revisions.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Huber. If I could direct the committee's attention to SB 210, Community Revenue Sharing Property Tax Exemption. Senator Machicki, may I have a motion?
Brief at ease, Madam Chair.
Brief at ease. Back on the record, Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move CS for Senate Bill Number 210, Finance, before 29, version 29-LS1593/hotel, before the committee as a working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion and invite Laura Kramer, my staff, to the microphone to explain the changes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Laura Kramer, staff to Senator McKinnon. The bill you have before you has removed the language relating to the property tax exemption for seniors and disabled veterans, so the bill is much smaller as a result. We also made a couple of small changes to the actual community revenue program, which under this bill is being changed to the community assistance program. If I can direct the members' attention to page 4. The first change starts on lines 14. We are changing the amount that is deposited into the fund. So the greater of $30 million or the amount that when added to the fund balance on June 30 of the previous fiscal year equals $90 million. And then on the second change is on page 5 in subsection B starting on page 7. This is after consulting with the Division of Legislative Finance. They, in calculating the payout, there would be a negative balance in the fund if we didn't round to the nearest dollar. So this is rounding to the nearest dollar instead of the dollar amounts that were originally in statute. And with that, Madam Chair, that is the changes to the CS before the committee.
Are there questions from committee members? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is the program in continuance, or does it still have an expiration date?
Senator Hoffman, through the chair, there's no expiration date. The program would continue as long as the legislature continued to appropriate funds into the fund.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Are there other questions from committee members? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Ms. Kramer, as you look at the numbers that are there, have the numbers changed at all for the communities that are out there?
Senator Olson, through the chair, yes. Because the balance in the fund is less than what the legislature has previously appropriated, the amounts to communities does go down. And I believe members have, if you don't have in your packet before you, it has been distributed previously what those amounts are.
My question, Madam Chairman, if I could ask you to rephrase it again, my question has to do with, have the numbers changed between the version /H and /W?
Senator Olson, through the chair, no.
Is there any other questions on adopting the CS? Seeing and hearing none, I'll withdraw my objection. Is there continued objection on adopting the CS for Senate Bill number 210, Finance, /H? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 210, Finance, /H is adopted and before the committee. And with that, we'll set it aside so the general public has an opportunity to review the changes. As I stated earlier in the meeting, SB 91, the Omnibus Crime Bill, we're working on the fiscal notes and the packet to bring back before you as soon as I get it. I'll be speaking with each of the members, and then we'll be back to bring it before the general public so they have an opportunity to review. Is there anything else to come before the committee this morning? Seeing none, this afternoon at 1 o'clock, we will be taking a hearing on the capital budget. Testimony is limited to 2 minutes, and again, it starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and it's the goal that this evening, or later this afternoon at 5 p.m., we will have SB 172, Fish Shellfish Hatchery Enhancement Projects, before us. We'll hear and hold that bill to give everybody an opportunity to review it further. With that, we're adjourned.